Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the waitfor.com hotline this morning, if you're a Hawks fan, you know this name because he was one of the great shooting guards, Steve Smith. Steve, welcome to the show.
Steve.
Yeah, thank you. How you guys doing?
Good, man. You, man. How you doing this morning?
Man, I'm doing pretty good.
So, Steve, did you make it to the game yesterday?
I did not. I was working, Hugh. I was doing WNBA playoffs, and then right when we got off, it was about 8:45, 9, came home and watched it. Boy, we needed that win.
Yeah, it was a good win, man. But I got another question for you, Steve. How's your golf game right now? Because this is your third annual golf tournament. Just want to know how your golf game.
Hey, Hugh, it's all about the kids and the charity because my golf game.
That sounds like an excuse.
Money. We was raising money because of my swing. Ooh, we'd be in trouble. But I'm getting better, you know, retired life. Kids, one in college, one's a senior, so I'm getting a little bit more time to try to master something that I can't master.
Steve, tell us a little bit about the event you got coming up.
Well, it's a Topgolf event, trying to raise money for the Hugh Spaulding Children's Healthcare for the asthma clinic. I've been done in my third year. It's just a great time. Obviously, a lot of people come out to get a chance for the hospital, and I'm all about the kids, and I think more than just the money, the awareness of Hugh Spaulding and our leadership of Julia Jones, the VP of Operations, and our community board. We've done such a good job, and I just thought another way to be able to raise money is to have people come together for the Top Golf. We have some people that's very competitive in it, but most of all, I would say everybody comes to have a great time. You don't have to be a golfer. You can come and just have fun and network and learn more about what we're doing at Hugh Spaulding.
Of course, that'll be at Top Golf on Friday, and so if people want to get involved in this, where can they go?
Well, I look at, Instagram is one way, Steve21Smith, but the Hugh Spaulding website, and also at the Top Golf at Midtown. They get a chance to come up, and you can buy, we call it a six-em. It's a bay. It's kind of like bowling, but also you can come as an individual. We can partner you up. I've had Dikembe, Dominique Wilkins, Jerome Bettis. Everybody comes out. We have a great time.
Steve Smith, former Hawks great here, joining us for a moment on this Falcons Monday with John and Hugh. Steve, a lot of buzz in town, as you know. Braves making the playoffs, United making the playoffs again and trying to defend its cup. Falcons get a huge win last night. We'll see what they have. And the buzz is starting to build around this Hawks team that Travis Schlenk and Lloyd Pierce have built. They're really, really young. But, boy, there's a lot of potential and upside. Are we seeing something maybe big in the not-too-distant future?
Yeah, I think so. And I think you know this, and you guys have seen this in sports. When you have guys that play the right way, like each other. And yes, they're young. I mean, they take their lumps. But I enjoy the way they played last year. They competed. I love the way this organization wasn't in the tanking mode. I mean, they came out, played extremely hard. They have some young guys, and Trey Young and John Collins, along with this new group of guys that they drafted, along with the old vet. Anybody that played when I played in Vince Carter, you got to take your hat off to him. But I like the direction, what the ownership has done. I'm a huge fan of Lloyd Pierce. Got a chance to come to a practice. Just, you know, the coaching is always there to X and O's. But what he does is he connects with these guys, you know, off the court. You know, he talks about them and, you know, in practice every day before they start practice. They talk about life and community. So I think he has his team going in the right direction.
Steve, with this season, you know, we don't know. We're projecting out right now. But do you think that this team could potentially be in the NBA playoffs this season?
You know, I think they can. Jabari Parker is another addition, a veteran. I think it's not going to be something where we're saying automatic, but I think if they could be, you know, around February, just have a push to be able to make it into the playoffs, you know, around the 10th seed, 9th seed. I mean, that's a win. I know those guys, when you're in that, you know, when you're all together, you're saying, hey, we can be better than that. But I think realistically, this team could be fighting for a playoff position, and I think definitely next year. Cam Reddish, I think, has a chance to be one of the best players, you know, in this draft in a couple of years. And I think DeAndre Hunter is one of those guys that's ready to play now.
Talking with Steve Smith for just another minute here. He's got a big event coming up this week at Topgolf Midtown to help CHOA, Children's Hospital of Atlanta. Steve, you play with a lot of great point guards. Now, we could have a sophomore slump, but just your impression of the rookie year of Trae Young and what his upside is?
You know, I don't think he will. I think because he plays so well as a rookie, and the reason why I don't think so, he's gotten stronger. I mean, his attitude is fearless. He has so many different ways that he can be effective on the court. Sometimes you have, you know, athletes, there's only one way. But I think for him, his passing, his leadership, his defense has gotten so much better. We know he can shoot the ball. I think for him to go around the league, you know, one time and now this second time, is all about the buzz. What I hear from the coaching staff is how much work he's put in on his craft. So he loves it. And I think when you get better players around him, it just makes those guys, you know, that's the alpha dog, even become a little bit more better.
Steve, it's again Friday at Topgolf Midtown, and you're raising money for Hugh Spalding Hospital and Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. I mean, just great stuff. And if people want to get involved, again, they can rent a bay and be there with all the stars.
Yes, for sure. Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.